This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The final debate tonight between Senator Obama and Senator McCain.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Boy, a lot happening on the election front, and we want you to get in the conversation early. What about the major issues not being discussed? What about this issue with Reverend Jesse Jackson and Barack Obama on the issue of the role of, quote, Zionists in the next administration if Barack Obama is president? What about the response from Barack Obama? What about vice presidential debates going on between, we saw the debates between McCain and Biden. What about now the statements that are coming out of both of these nominees on the vice presidents, making it much more aggressive? And also, how do you feel about Senator McCain saying tonight he's going to take it to Barack Obama, which, by the way, one thing Barack Obama has shown very clearly, he's a very good debater. So very, very interesting. But Jesse Jackson says Zionists losing their influence if the Obama administration comes into play. How do you feel about the fact that also no one's mentioning judges? No one's mentioning the issue of marriage. No one's mentioning the issue of abortion. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Jordan, what's the latest read politically?
That's right. While the debate tonight is very important, all polls, some have shown a closer race, some have shown a wide lead by Barack Obama, but all of the polls have Barack Obama ahead by some margin, whether it's a few points or more than 10 points. And when you look at the battleground states, Barack Obama is doing much better than John McCain based on polling. That means that for national perception going into the final 20 days of this election, John McCain's got to fire up his base as well as his supporters to make sure they go out to vote and aren't discouraged because of the polls. And Barack Obama has to make sure that his base remains fired up so that they don't feel too confident going into election day. So you've got both of those situations. You don't want a demoralized base, and you don't want an overly confident base either. So both candidates have a lot to lose tonight. John McCain is the one who's got to come out strong. He, again, last debate they thought he had to do much better than the reports were afterwards. This debate, this is it. He's not going to have another opportunity to take Barack Obama to task on all the issues that he said he was going to take him to task on. So we'll see if that happens tonight.
It is going to be it should be a major debate. I think there's a lot at stake for the McCain campaign. They need some momentum shift if they're going to be successful. I think Senator Obama's campaign has handled it pretty much perfectly, politically speaking. Now, how this Jesse Jackson situation plays out, we're going to see. But obviously, some significant concerns. Let's try to get one call. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to get one call in quickly, Jordan, before the break.
Carrie's calling from Arizona on line one. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I know that with all the economy issues, that's about all you hear about on the news. But I do know, I actually saw where Condoleezza Rice was meeting with, I think, three other leaders. And they were making arrangements for the peace agreement in Israel, but they are eliminating the Israeli decision, and they're not even included in these talks. I was wondering.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what's going to happen there. There's not going to be a peace conclusion to the situation with Jerusalem in the Middle East in the next literally 3 months, and that's what you're talking about. The problem is the candidates aren't addressing this in any significant way in the debates, and that is the problem here. These debates are not touching, and as the stock market's now down 300 points, here we're going to go again tonight. It's going to be the economy, and I understand the economy is significant, but folks, you need to go to your phones right now and add your name to this phone call that we're doing where you could say what the issues are, and we're getting that to the candidates. You need to participate in this poll. It's critical that we get this information in the campaigns and continue right through the election. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. If you think judges are important, that issues like marriage and family are important, abortion, 1-877-989-2255. Participate in this poll so we can get this to the candidates. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political sound bites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issue Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new president know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or take the survey online at aclj.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America. And the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, I'm coming to you out of Washington, D.C. Jordan's in our office and headquarters studios there in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the campus of Regent University. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Again, I want to encourage everyone that's listening to me to participate in our poll. We're giving this information to the campaigns. We're demanding that they address some of these cultural issues. Here's the number. Everyone that's listening to me needs to participate in this. We need to get to about 5,000 to 7,000 of you to do this, and that's going to send a real message to both campaigns to address these issues, not just in the debate tonight, but going forward through the election. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Send a message to both of these candidates that you want to speak out. Now, here's my concern. Jordan, I'm looking at the stock market. I'm looking on the screen. It's down 329 points, 325. On the Dow Jones, you know what's going to happen tonight at the debate when they talk about, quote, domestic issues.
That's right. It has been a roller coaster ride. The roller coaster stopped going completely downhill and has had some major upturns, some of the biggest days in history on Wall Street, that over 900-point day. But now, again, dipping down, we could be where, by the time this debate starts, we're down 400 points again on the market, which means there is no stability, which means that the economy is going to dominate. Now, hopefully, Bob Schaefer from CBS will use that opportunity to ask for real plans and not just allow either candidate to talk about lofty ideas. And I do hope, building on what's happened in the other two debates where I think the moderators were caught off guard and how much time the economy took up, that he's going to keep it to a discussion on that, but then allow time for other issues to be discussed. There's so much that has not been discussed here. I mean, you get past the economy, and you get past the war and the military action in Afghanistan, of course, in Iraq. You get past that. We haven't gotten very much into education. We haven't gotten very much into health care. We haven't gotten very much into Social Security, Medicare. And there's not that much we've discussed. And we definitely haven't gotten to any of the social issues. None of the issues really that are on our survey, what we're asking people to take part in right now, have been discussed at these debates. Now, the vice presidential candidates have mentioned it, but they weren't even asked about it. They had to bring it up themselves.
Yeah, so here's what we're doing, folks. We're going to gather these information. It takes you just about a minute and a half to participate in this poll. You go to the phones now, 1-877-989-2255 to participate. And we're going to go right to our phones because we've got a lot of calls coming in.
Erica from Wisconsin on line one. Erica, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Erica.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. My opinion only is that they're so focused on this meltdown that we're having and our society with finances and things like that. They're so focused on that. And to me, that's like an excuse to get out of discussing the other issues that we need. And then the race, where is it that Barack Obama's a black man? Then you have the fact that Palin's a woman. All this, to me, unnecessary issues that they're talking about when we need to talk about our children and schools and abortions and things
sure.
like that. That's what bothers me.
Well, listen, I appreciate you calling in, Erica, and I'm with you. Listen, I'm sympathetic to the financial plan. I understand this is serious. It affects all of us. But the fact of the matter is, I think we've got to be realistic. We've got the last debate is tonight, and then we've got a couple more weeks left of the election, and we've got to get these candidates talking about these other issues, just so you know where they stand on them. And I think it's absolutely vital and critical that you know where they stand on judges. I mean, if you think judges are important in the direction of the Supreme Court of the United States, well, then you need to go to your phone right now and say, yeah, I do think it's important. I'm going to participate in this poll, and I'm going to get this information. I'll let the ACLJ get it to the candidates. Here's the number again, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also participate, by the way, online at ACLJ.org.
Noreen's calling from New York, on line 5. Noreen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Noreen.
Hello, Jay. I'm very happy with your programs, and I
Thank
also
you.
Am a supporter of ACLJ. But
Great.
I have a question.
Sure.
The book that Obama wrote, in it he states that if the political wind should change, he will side with the Muslims. That is quite disturbing to me.
I don't understand that context of what it is, what you're talking about there. I'm not familiar with that quote. And Jordan, maybe we can get some quick research on it. I don't think he would ever say something like that. I'd be stunned. That's, firstly, not a very smart political interest. And the president of the United States is sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States and defend the United States from enemies both foreign and domestic. So that would cut across the oath there. I just have trouble believing that that's an accurate quote.
No, I think this is another factcheck.org where they asked, did Obama write the word he would stand with Muslims? And they said, no, that's not correct. Again, these are some of the other criticisms, these emails that have gone around. I'll go into it further while I'm looking at this site, but I just did a quick check there. But Jesse Jackson, who's been a strong supporter of Barack
Yep.
Obama, did say at a conference, of course, in France on international relations last week that, quote, Zionists who have controlled American policy for decades would lose much of their influence if Senator Barack Obama is elected president. And again, suggesting that Jews would lose influence in an Obama administration. Now, Barack Obama's campaign came out and said that Jesse Jackson's not an advisor, has no role in the campaign. And
but do you know what Barack Obama's campaign needed to come out and say? We think that's wrong. Not that he's
right.
not an advisor. And that's not our position. We repudiate it. These candidates got to be a little bit stronger. That goes for both of them, Obama and McCain. Interesting also, there's polling data that's coming out. And you look at, you know, the Catholic vote, which is a huge vote. 84% oppose abortion. 70% oppose a redefinition of marriage. Latest poll results with the Knights of Columbus. You'd think that'd be discussed.
Right.
Since the Catholic vote is such a big block, but again, because the economy is becoming an excuse in a sense, not that it's not important, but it's becoming an excuse in a sense to override all of these other issues, and that's the real danger here.
John's calling from Michigan on line 6. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Good morning,
Hi.
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to make the comment that they definitely are avoiding the real issue, and that's between marriage, between a man and a woman, because if that falls into place, all the other issues, I agree with Erica, they're avoiding the true issue between marriage, because if they pass these kinds of laws and the family deteriorates, every other issue will fall into place. This is the main issue that every candidate has been they've been avoiding, and I can see it clearly that when they're asked these questions, they quickly avert.
Well, the only time it came up a little bit in the civil forum that Rick Warren did, but that was a long time ago, and both candidates weren't on at the same time, so you lost that debate format. And then it came up a bit in the vice presidential between Palin and Biden. The problem there was they both kind of agreed with each other in a large extent because they both said they're against redefinition of marriage, and then they talked about extending, basically what we call domestic partnership benefits. So no one's – but look, the presidential candidates need to be addressing these issues from the top of the ticket. That's the key here. But so far, they're both being able to avoid this. Now, part of it is, as Jordan, as you mentioned yesterday, is they negotiate these things out as part of the campaigns. They
right.
negotiate what they're going to cover, and that's part of the problem here.
Right. I mean, the truth is, this could be both campaigns not wanting to, because John McCain, he said in the past, he's not as comfortable discussing these issues. Barack Obama, he's not going to bring them up on his own, because when you look at the polls, even supporters of Barack Obama, a good chunk of them don't like his stance on abortion and have have to somehow get past that on their own to keep supporting him. And there's many Democrats, people who are even registered Democrats, who don't like those views. But at the same time, he's not going to bring those up. He's not going to bring up Supreme Court justice nominees. He's not going to bring up partial birth abortion. He's definitely not going to bring that up. Strict construction of the Constitution, marriage, traditional marriage, school prayer, all those issues. He's not going to bring them up. I will say,
I mean,
this,
Dad, you want to ask the candidates, how do you view, if you're in office, will you keep in place the ban on partial birth abortion? Will you restore the fairness doctrine? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to try to bring back a Freedom of Choice Act, or are you going to oppose it? Those are questions people want to know.
No, these are the questions people want to know. It's very quick. You can do this in debate. Within 30 minutes, you could cover these topics with clear answers. Most of them are yes or no answers. How do you feel about it? Again, keep them to those one-minute answers that the moderators always try to do, and you could at least let the American people know what's going on. Now, I will tell you, I looked up again on that comment from the woman saying that Barack Obama said that in his book. It was a long quote that's been misleading in an email going around saying that if a tide turned against Muslims in the country because of fear or concern, kind of a retaliation, that he would stand with the Muslim communities against that retaliation. So after like a 9/11 situation, when there are people who are afraid that Muslims may suffer attacks, and that did not happen as widespread as was believed, but that was the quote he made, not that he would stand with
very,
Muslims.
Very, very, very different. Let's try to grab one more call here before the break.
Let's go to John calling from New England Online 2. John, welcome to JSEC Live from Nebraska.
Hi.
Okay.
Hey, Jay, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
The president has to defend the Constitution of the United States, and I was just wondering, what were the requirements to be president? I was always under the assumption that one had to be born in the United States and never give up citizenship. Is that true or is that false?
Well, you'd have to be a citizen of the United States. This idea that Barack Obama somehow gave up citizenship is not true. I mean, is there any, Jordan, you've checked this out, there's never been any reports that he gave up citizenship in America.
No, and it's actually, when you look at the Constitution, it's very simple, and it's become case law that's really defined what exactly this means. John McCain was also not born in the United States. He was born in the Panama Canal Zone, which they had to then enact a statute then that said that those who were born there, because they were with the military or their families were considered natural-born citizens. But all the Constitution says in Article 2, Section 1, is that no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the U.S. at the time of the Constitution shall be eligible for the office of the president. That's all it says about citizenship.
I don't think the citizenship is on the table. I don't think that's the issue. But what is on the table are the major issues that we're concerned with, and we've got to get them now not just on the table but discussed by the candidates, no matter who you're voting for. Here's where you go. Here's the phone number. Participate in this poll right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to participate in this critical poll on these issues. Go to ACLJ.org, but you call now, 877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plan starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political soundbites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of our
our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issues Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new president know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or take the survey online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. I'm coming from Washington, D.C. Jordan's in Virginia. Big night tonight on the debate for the presidential candidates. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right back to them.
1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Rusty's calling from Georgia Online 5. Rusty, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hey. Glad to take
Hi, Rusty.
Call. Thank you.
Sure.
You brought the point to the table, and I think both candidates have got to bring this point to the table, or, you know, it's a debate tonight. One, you're right. People, when they're voting, have got to realize that they're not voting just for a president. He's going to appoint his own Supreme Court judges, which is going to have a major impact on, you know, Christians or, you know, just citizens of the United States. You know, I think both McCain, he dropped the ball at the last debate when the lady asked him about, you know, what are you going to ask of the American people to help us get out of this crisis? You know, we all got to get back to the basics, you know.
Well, I'm with you, and I think, you know, we talk about the basics. These are kind of the fundamentals. But those fundamentals are lacking. I mean, let's just be realistic here. As much as I can't believe, you know, you got this whole Acorn scandal going on. There may be something to it. And maybe they registered 100,000 voters. They shouldn't. That's not right. But still, discuss it as an issue. Move on. Let's get to the next issue. Let's discuss substance. And Jordan, you've been involved in a lot of political campaigns. Substance, it seems to be hard to get to now.
The Acorn thing would be completely different if it was Barack Obama's campaign actually doing this. And let me tell you, the second problem with it is, you know, they point out that, well, there's people like Mickey Mouse that were signed up, and that's great, but the truth is, names like Mickey Mouse are not on voter register. People are not going to be able to show up and vote under that name. So, they are faulty registrations, yes, that is illegal, of course, but at the same time, that's because the way Acorn pays some of their staff, which many of the staff that do this voter registration are in pretty dire economic situations, so some of these people are just breaking the rules and signing up people, and that's wrong. But that has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with the economic crisis we're in, the wars we're engaged in, and the issues facing our country. 100,000 people that don't exist registering to vote is an important legal matter and should be something that's notified, but does not need to waste an hour and a half of a debate tonight between two people, one of whom will be president.
I agree with you 100%. I think Jordan's absolutely correct on this. We've got a lot of calls. Let's try to get to as many as we can as we finish this out.
Let's go to Steve calling from Washington on line two. Steve, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Steve.
I'd like to pose a quick question. I think I've come up with an answer, but I'll just hit you with a question.
Sure.
As I was sitting here on the phone, I thought of maybe I have the answer. But the question is, how does McCain expose Obama? I don't think Obama's being completely honest with the American people. I think that's why he's holding his edge, is because he's not being honest about a key issue like marriage. So how does he expose him so he loses his
edge? Here's what they've done on marriage, Steve. That's a good question. Here's what they've done on marriage. When you look at the only ones really talked about this were the vice presidents. And both of them said they're opposed to Biden, said not same-sex marriage, and so did Palin. They both said that. And Palin said it also and they both kind of agreed on also on the domestic partnership benefits that could be agreed on, which is kind of the John McCain view on this. I mean, you have no candidate here who's in favor of a federal marriage amendment. Now, they do that on constitutional grounds when it comes to McCain. He says, as a federalist, he's just not in favor of that. And there's a lot of people that take that position. So I'm not disparaging either one of their positions, but the way you get into it is a great question, Steve, is you ask the question head on and don't let them, why do you not favor this? What is the basis upon which you do not favor this particular activity or this redefinition of family? Or why is it you favor a ban on partial birth abortion, but yet you're, you know, pro-choice? Why would that be the case? But those questions have got to be asked. But as I'm looking at this ticker on the stock market, I know what is going to happen today. And what's going to happen today, now that the market's down 377.69, they're going to say, we've got to discuss the economy, which they do. But give us 30 minutes, 40 minutes on these key cultural issues. And folks, everyone that are listening to me, I don't care if you're for Barack Obama or John McCain or voting for an independent or one of the other parties. You go to your phones and have your voice heard so these candidates can hear from you on what you think's important. The number's 1-877- 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, and participate today.
Yeah, and let's be honest, we're not going to know exactly what either of these candidates are going to do with the economy. They can spend an hour talking about it, but by the time they actually become president in January, situations can change and different situations. So every issue should be discussed, and we have not heard many issues in now three debates, even including the vice presidential. We have not heard many issues. Let's go back to the phones. Joe from California on line one. Joe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Joe.
Yep. I just had a question. Could Barack Obama, could he change our nation from a democratic republic to a socialist nation?
No, because there's checks and balances. I mean, listen, policies and practice could do that. I mean, look, some people are arguing that what the current administration did on this bailout is the largest power grab of the federal government by the federal government in U.S. history. Policies and practice can do it. They can't undercut the Constitution. By the way, a security alert, just so you know, it's being reported now that in England they have heightened their terror alert because of a concern on a plot involving a significant building in London, England. We'll be following that tonight and tomorrow, which tells you the terrorism issue certainly doesn't go away in all of this. But no, you can't just change the Constitution out of sleight of hand, but you got to watch out for legislation that does that.
No, that's right. Let's go back to the phones, take as many calls as possible. 1-800-684-3110. Phil from California on line four. Phil, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, Dan, Jay. Yeah.
Yes, good. How can I help you?
My question was, I was concerned about with some of Barack's plans I don't agree with, is that doesn't the Congress have to approve his plans? You know, they could probably maybe override if they don't agree with it.
Well, of course, the president can, you know, suggest legislation, but it's the House and Senate that approve it. And then, of course, he signs it or vetoes it. And that's the checks and balances in government. That's also our separation of powers, and it's called each branch having their function. The problem you've got is if all the parties are lined up with each other, it's going to be much easier to get things through. And if the minority party maintains over 40 in the United States Senate, what's called the rule of 60, so if you got 41, you could stop things. But once they get to 60, it's very difficult to, and that's a real possibility here that the Republicans in the Senate could be under 40, especially if you add some of the more moderate Republican senators in there. So this could be quite an interesting time on the political front. No matter what your position is, it could be very, very significant. Let's try to get another call in, Jordan.
Missy from Missouri on line five. Missy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Missy.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Thanks for taking my call, hey.
Sure.
You know, we listen to people all around us. This state is sick and tired of them not listening to us. Here's what I want to happen at this debate tonight, and I speak for a lot of people. I want them to answer point-blank questions. What is their stand on protecting our troops, our homeland security, and let's talk about those new Supreme Court justices. What are they going to do to protect human life?
Well, listen, I'm with you on that. I'm asking. I just emailed Jordan via our chat here to check. Missouri, you're calling from Missouri. That is a very, very close battleground state. And issues like national security and abortion and justice should all be relevant. Jordan, what is the, looking at the state lineup, there's a lot of people. We got a lot of listeners in Missouri. What's the story there?
Missouri, it's looking like a state where John McCain's in a lot of trouble. It's a state that President Bush carried in 2004 and 2000. It's usually a very bellwether state. It is considered in the southeast, but also Midwest. And, again, this is an important state, and if John McCain were to lose it, it would be a telltale sign that early in the evening that it was not looking good for John McCain. So, again, he's in all the polls I've seen on Missouri, he is down, some more than others, but I've not seen any recently where John McCain has a lead.
Well, tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to have an analysis for you of the debate. We're going to have clips from the debate. Our producer, Eric, of course, will do a great job, as he always does, of putting those together for us, so you'll be able to get in just a couple of minutes a sense of the debate. I think it's a critical night for John McCain. If I was advising John McCain, he needs a knockout punch at this debate. If I was advising Senator Obama, I would say keep your gloves up, block the head deflections, and just as long as you're standing at the end of the day, you probably carry it. So very, very interesting dynamic. We'll see what happens on the political side. Let me encourage you to have your voice heard. So everyone that's listening to me, as we go off the air, you go to your phones right now. You participate in this poll, so you're speaking to these candidates about what matters to you. 1-877-989-2255. Now, this is the number I want you to call to participate in this poll right now. 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Updated information there, by the way. But you call right now and add your name to this poll. Participate in it. 1-877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.